Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Corn residue is an outstanding forage for wintering cows, but it's also an option for backgrounding calves or growing heifers. Extension specialist Mary Dronowski says, coupled with distiller's grains, these two feed sources can be a much lower cost option for feed.
I think we can use crop residue actually as a good example for actually many other forage-based situations. Our growing calves have a very high protein requirement and can't necessarily be met by just some of our forage protein, and we'll explain why in just a second. So I think, as you said, I actually think it can be very timely in that it can help you think about what are your target growth rates for your growing calves, and can you meet it given the forage resource that you have? So let's talk about corn residue and bypass protein specifically. So if we think about a growing calf and we put them out on corn residue and we provide them no supplement, they will not gain weight, right? They're going to lose weight. But if we give them some energy, we can get them to gain a little bit. So if we give them a little bit of energy and protein, like something like corn, you know, they can gain a little bit of average daily gain, but they're not going to do very well because they need more protein. So one of the studies that we did, it's been quite a while ago, it's almost been 10 years ago now, but I think it's a really great example of the situation of bypass protein. And that is, what they did is they either fed them corn plus urea. So urea is a form of non-protein nitrogen, but the way you can really think about it is there's kind of two forms of protein that's in a feedstuff. It's either rumenly degradable protein, so protein that can get broken down in the rumen and used by the microbes, and then bypass protein or rumenly undegradable protein. So the protein in a feed that actually does not get degraded by the microbes bypasses that rumen and gets into the intestine to be absorbed as amino acids by that animal. So what they did is they fed corn plus urea at basically 4 pounds of dry matter, or they fed distiller's grains at 3 pounds of dry matter. And that was to actually get the same energy level and the same protein level. So 3 pounds of TDN and about a pound of crude protein that they were supplementing in both treatments, right? So either corn plus urea or distiller's grains. Well, when you look at the performance of the calves, it's really kind of night and day different, right? The calves who had that corn plus urea gained about a third of what the calves who had that distiller's grains did. And that is because of the value of that bypass protein and meeting the protein needs of the calf. So I think it's really important to just understand that not all protein is created equal. And distiller's grains, I think sometimes people get sick of like us talking about distiller's grains in Nebraska. But it's kind of magical because it has so much bypass protein. It's actually about two-thirds of that protein is bypass protein. So it's a really great protein source for our growing calves or even our lactating cows who have that high protein requirement.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.